could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Hi, I'm Steph Peterson.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeflin Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Karen Vance,
here to answer your training questions, behavior questions, and your agility questions. We're open to your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat, and you can get your cats to do anything that you want them to when you use Lickin' Lap. It is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will fall in love with. And you can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, but you can also find it at walmart.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, don't forget they're a natural supplement and treat for your dog. They will absolutely fall in love with them. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen to us on Alexa at CRN4, TuneIn, or you can go to TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live. Don't forget to check out the Talkin' Pets Presents Tropical Costa Rica next year in October. I hope you can join us. This is Talkin' Pets.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
The spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from the sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401. The lines are open. We will play Name That Animal Sound in the hour, so you can win something, but right now I want to do a trick-or-treat. So if somebody has a cat out there and you have never tried Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft, I'm going to send you some Lickin' Lap. So be the third call to call into Sydney. You don't even have to come on air. Just tell Sydney, hey, I want the Lickin' Lap, and it is yours. The number three caller at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and I'll send you out some Lickin' Lap for your cat to try. Compliments of Vitacraft. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. And by the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
sure you're not entertained, what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the max of us. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes are so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the small sadness, and my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, it's time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, noda, I love pieces, truly.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these films as of last weekend, because these were the top five. Number one, Smile 2. That has made $31 million in 1 week, which isn't too bad, actually. And I got to say, I really did like it. And I also liked it because it had a lot of things to it. And plus, the girl in the film, the music was great. And apparently she's a recording artist. So, but did a great job. I did like the movie. Smile 2, perfect for Halloween and all. Number two out there, The Wild Robot, made $105 million so far in 4 weeks. Not too bad. It's a cute movie. Doesn't have the kind of adult humor and so on and so forth in it that, you know, a lot of films tend to have that make it good for both, you know, adults and children. But I do love the message behind The Wild Robot. So I got to give it that as well. But it's cute. The photography is amazing. Like, the animation and all is spectacular. Now, I did get to watch this movie last night, Terrifier 3. And it's number 3 in the box office out there. It's made $40 million in 2 weeks. Do not let your children watch this movie. I would say, if you have a weak stomach, do not watch it yourself. I have never seen the Terrifier franchise until this one, number 3. And I was afraid to go to sleep last night. And I love horror movies. This was a creepy, creepy movie with a lot of gore. Like, tons of scary gore. It was psychotic. I did watch it. I stayed awake during the whole thing, and it's 2 hours long. But at points, I jumped once or twice, which I was kind of surprised. But I was like, this is gory. This is really gross. So now I know what the Terrifier movies are all about. And I was terrified. So number 4, Beetlejuice, a lot better to handle. Better for the kids. And it's made $286 million in 7 weeks, so it's doing quite well. And number 5 out there, We Live in Time. And that's made $6.9 million in 2 weeks. So those are your top 5. I did notice that number 6 out there is Joker.
I heard it was bad.
It's only made $57 million, so it's not doing well.
Because it doesn't have good score on Rotten Tomatoes.
The weird part is that it actually, the music and everything, and Lady Gaga does a great job, and so does he, actually. But the story itself was just kind of weak.
I don't think a lot of people expected it to be a musical like that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
But it doesn't take away from the movie, though, it being a musical. But if you want to read my review on that and a bunch of other films, you can go on to TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com. Go to TalkinPets.com and click on Movie Reviews, and you can read my reviews on it. And if there's any animals that are involved in it, like the one animal, my cat now, that's trying diligently to get up on my lap. But I do want to say, too, I hope you'll join me with a trip to Costa Rica. Actually, we're going to be doing that next October. But if you book now, you can actually save $100 per person. The trip is not expensive, and it covers everything. It's 9 days, 14 meals, 8 breakfasts, 1 lunch, 5 dinners. It covers the hotels, like 4 different hotels that you go to, as well as the excursions. So there's a lot involved. Like, day one is in Costa Rica. The tour begins. Day two is in San Jose. Day three, Cano Negro, Areno. Number 4 is another place. Number 5, same. You take a cruise while you're there as well. Monteverde is another stop that you go to. There's a lot going on. You go to a beach for 2 days and hang out there, and you have your own place on the beach. So all the hotels are included in the price and everything, so check it out. And you can check it out to TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com, and you'll see it on there. It says on the top, Costa Rica. Click on that, and it'll show you the itinerary and everything that you want to know about it. And so please, join us next October for a trip to Costa Rica. And pretty amazing. And they do have an extension, too. There's an optional three-night jungle adventure if you want to do that before the actual trip itself. So there's a lot involved, but you can check it out with Colette. If you watch Wheel of Fortune, you always hear Colette on there. Well, now you hear it on Talking Pets, and they're part of Talking Pets. And this is my first trip to Costa Rica, and I hope you'll join. So check it out at TalkinPets.com or go to Facebook, and you'll see it posted there as well, at Talking Pets Radio. This is Talking Pets.
With a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky, oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
When Hurricanes Helene and Milton stormed into Florida 2 weeks apart, the state's tropical fish farms felt their impact. According to David Boozer, executive director of the Florida Tropical Fish Farms Association, 80% of its farm members reside in the greater Tampa Bay area, which Milton hit just south of. The overall majority of them experienced moderate to very severe damage to their production ponds, greenhouses, and hatchery buildings, Boozer says. On farms where there was flooding, the loss of livestock was huge. In some cases, the entire farm of dozens to hundreds of individual production ponds became one large lake and overflowed into nearby creeks and rivers. Needless to say, these fish are no longer available for the trade. Milton's high winds and power outages also wreaked serious havoc on many of the farms. High winds hit hatchling buildings, blowing off roofs and side panels, while destroying greenhouse film and shade cloth on the outside ponds. These coverings help keep too much heat or cold from affecting the health of the fish. Loss of power stopped blowers from keeping ponds aerated, and ponds with a high density of fish need to be oxygenated. Even though most tropical fish farmers have standby generators, outages that last more than a few days, like what happened here, ran into fuel issues as gasoline stations also needed power to run their pumps. The stress from both hurricanes on fish and farmers' health add to the collateral damage. Florida's tropical fish farmers contribute around 50% of the tropical fish sold in North America. Boozer says when looking at United States alone, that figure shoots up to 95% plus. These include popular species like African and South American cichlids, guppies, tetras, neons, and mollies. The full damage from both hurricanes on retail stores' tropical fish inventory will unfold in the months ahead. For tropical fish retailers in the southeastern United States and Florida that were flooded or lost power due to Helene and Milton, Boozer says, their aquarium livestock had to suffer with no operating filtration system and a lack of routine maintenance, feeding, and care. In the near time, public may see a limited availability of many aquarium species. For tropical fish retailers concerned about how the storms will affect future inventory, Boozer says to be patient. Florida fish farmers are a hard-working, resilient community. We have faced disasters before and come back stronger. This storm has been a hard blow, but we are not knocked out. We will learn, adapt, and come back stronger than ever. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Blair, and you're listening to Talking Pets with my favorite fella, John Patch.
And once again, this is Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can watch us on there, and if you are watching us at Talkin' Pets Radio, over my shoulder you see a picture of a woman behind me, and that is my buddy Christine W., which I'm all excited about. I'm going to spend some time with her tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to do talk to you about your pets. The lines are open. Happy Halloween to everybody out there.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal sound, we will send you out a trick-or-treat gift. And you can go with a dog book, you can go with a cat book, you can You can also go with a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. Comes in four different colors. We have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. We also have from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Daily Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. These are treats for your dogs. And we do have, of course, from Vitacraft, we have Lick and Lap, which there's five pouches in there of a creamy paste that your cats will love, and it's all healthy. And we also have the Purr Sticks, and these are sticks of treats that you just break into whatever size that you want and give them to your cats. And we do have calendars, dog or cat, for, and I have a sloth calendar as well, for 2025. If you can name this creature. What creature makes that sound? If you know what that is, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick the phone up, give us a call if you know what that creature is, and I will say it does live on land and in water. So, and it's pretty big. 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. So Karen was asking me during the break about the trip to Costa Rica that I'm doing, and it's going to be in October. So plan your date book to go on this trip because it's well worth it. It's put out by Colette, and Karen was asking me about the animals and involved with the trip. So on day three, Wednesday, October 8th of 2025, the trip and the tours are all involved and everything like that. We embark on Cano Negro and a guided riverboat trip in a covered canoe known as a panga. And these 20,000 acres are home to the largest viewable collection of indigenous wildlife in all of Costa Rica. So we go in search of caimans, river otters, sloths, monkeys, river turtles, exotic birds, and rare butterflies. Later return to Arena for the chance to relax at a resort, and of course have your dinner, which is included as well. But there are two nights in the trip that you could do whatever you want to go, whatever restaurants, wherever you want to go, that you can do. But the tours are optional. You can go on those, which I recommend that you do because you'll pay for them. It's all included in the price. So check it out at talkinpets.com. That's my website. You'll see on the top banner up there, it says Costa Rica. Click on that, and it'll tell you everything about the trip. And if you book now, you can get $100 off the trip. So we're also looking for that animal sound. If you know what that could be, 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? You'll find them on land, like rocks, but you'll also find them in water. 818-818-6401, and you can win something. Happy Halloween. This is Talkin' Pets.
Somebody help
me. Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about two business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy five-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Developing a more effective way to treat melanoma using photodynamic therapy and allowing for a low-cost, non-invasive treatment in pigs, humans, and other mammals is central to a new study. Researchers at the Texas A&M University are exploring how combined ultrasound and light can help treat melanomas in pigs. Advances in medicine have enabled the use of light to target and destroy cancer cells through photodynamic therapy. However, in certain cancers, such as melanomas, do not respond effectively to this treatment. In photodynamic therapy, we introduce a chemical that is absorbed by skin cancer cells. The chemical only reacts when exposed to a certain kind of light, which causes new molecules to form that destroy the cancer cells, said Vanderlei Bagnato, a professor in the Department of Biomedical Engineering at Texas A&M. We are able to use photodynamic therapy to eliminate about 95% of lesions for non-melanoma skin cancers. It is very cost-effective and non-invasive, says Dr. Bagnato. But treating melanomas with light-based therapy is problematic for several reasons. First, the pigment in the cancer cells sometimes interferes with the light. Secondly, the melanomas are more prone than other skin cancers to regrow and metastasize if they are not removed completely. In addition to advancing human medicine, we're hoping that this project can bring photodynamic therapy to veterinary medicine, not just in pigs, but in other species that develop melanomas too, said Jennifer Fridley, DVM, clinical assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences and director of Veterinary Medical Park at Texas A&M. Photodynamic therapy has reportedly emerged as a leading treatment for non-melanoma skin cancers due to its cost-effectiveness and efficacy. Microneedles made of the therapy drug itself dissolve into the skin, allowing for quick non-surgical procedure. This method is particularly beneficial for diabetic patients who must avoid surgery. In a new study, Bagnato and his team will test various drug combinations, light types, and ultrasound-based sonodynamic therapy to enhance melanoma treatment, aiming to prevent cancer regrowth and metastasis. This research may also advance cancer treatment for animals. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
The only way to get what you want is to become a human yourself.
Can you do that?
My dear sweet child.
A recent study in the Journal of American Veterinary Medical Association, known as JAVMA, offers new insights into treating cats exposed to toxic lilies. Conducted at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine, prevalence of acute kidney injury and outcome in cats treated as inpatients versus outpatients following lily exposure compared outcomes for 112 cats treated either as inpatients with intravenous fluids or as outpatients with subcutaneous fluids. The study found no significant difference in acute kidney injury rates between the two groups, challenging the belief hospitalization is always required. Now, while inpatient cats had 100% survival rate, many cats treated as outpatients still have positive outcomes with 87.5% survival rate, suggesting outpatient care could be a viable option for some. Eric Areniak, co-author of the study and professor of emergency and critical care at UPenn's School of Veterinary Medicine, emphasized this could benefit owners with limited finances or access to care. Our findings suggest that outpatient management may be a viable option for some cats exposed to lilies. This could be particularly relevant for pet owners with financial limitations, lack of access to 24-hour veterinary facilities, or other cat-specific factors. However, the researchers caution that larger studies are needed to develop clear treatment guidelines. The study also reported a higher overall AKI prevalence than previously documented, though most cats showed improvement or stabilization. Reniak stresses all parts of the lily are toxic, and immediate veterinary attention is critical. Prompt veterinary attention is essential, regardless of the treatment approach. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Too high.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. We are not toxic, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So we're looking for the answer to what creature makes this sound. Very, very big creatures. They hang out on the rocks along the ocean sides. They like to bask in the sun, but they also are found in the ocean. What are they? 818-818-6401. If you know, you win a prize, and we will send that out to you. So, you can go with a dog book, a cat book, a collapsible water bowl, an easy walk harness. We also have treats from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus, as well as your cat treats from Vitacraft, and you can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. 818-818-6401. Name that animal's sound.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
That means pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. And also open to your training and behavior questions. 818-818-6401. So, you know, Halloween here and everything, Karen, you got to be really, really careful. I am not one that really condones taking your dog with you if you're trick-or-treating. It's good protection, maybe. It all depends on how your dog behaves. If you got a well-behaved dog, that might be a different story. But even in well-behaved dogs, though, when they see Frankenstein coming their way or a ghost or things that don't look normal to them, they're going to react. And you don't know how a dog is going to be.
That's true. I was never tempted to take mine anywhere, but I did set mine up many times where I would have the pumpkins with the candy, like, low, and I would go to the door and I would have my dog go get the candy and bring it, which everybody thought was really cute. So.
Cute, as long as your dog is behaved and can do something.
Oh, yeah. I 100% under my, you know, control and supervision and everything. I would never leave them unsupervised in a situation like that at all.
The other thing, too, is, like, I highly recommend, I mean, I'm a cat daddy. I got three rescues. And the one thing, too, my cats are good, though. They don't always listen to me going out the back door, but that's out to the pool, and they know they can go out there because it's caged in. But they usually don't even try to go out the front door, which I always tell them, no, bad out there, cars, dot. But still, no matter how much you sit with your pet and have that conversation and you think they understand you, and I think mine do, actually, but there is that time that they might get, you know, coerced or coaxed out there to go for that front door, and then you lost your pet. Or you have somebody that comes with a trick-or-treat outfit on, and then all of a sudden your dog looks at it like, I'm going to attack it. It does not look normal.
If you have any question about your dog, please go ahead and put him in his crate or in his room separate, away from all the action.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably one of the best ideas, is to put them in a separate room.
Yes.
This way you don't have to worry about them running out. You don't have to worry about them acting weird. Or
don't worry, is my insurance going to cover the lawsuit?
Right. Well, even if your dog's a jumper and wants to jump up on the kids or something, or nudges a kid and knocks the child over,
mm-hmm.
these days, yeah, mm-hmm. better to be safe than sorry. You want to enjoy the holiday, but, you know, your pets may be a little bit safer behind doors. So, what do you think, Leva, up there in Greenwich, Connecticut, WGCH?
I made a last guess. So silly, I missed the clues of the last cat.
They're very large. They like to hang out on the rocks along the oceans and sun themselves, but they do spend time, obviously, in the water.
It's an alligator.
An alligator. You think an alligator.
Oh, my God.
It is not an alligator, but Lexi...
Any more clues?
Lexi,
I don't have anything down.
No, you got my iPad down.
I didn't want you to keep booing people, John.
So, it was wrong. That was my boo. I kept hitting the boo on it, but it wasn't going anywhere.
She's a positive thinker.
I am.
So, but
I only like to hear the positive ones.
Yeah, but the one that actually, the ones that I really, really like when somebody guesses wrong, like an alligator, is... That was not mean.
That was
mean. Oh, my God.
So, Leva, since there's nobody behind you on this, I'll give you a second guess. I'll just strike three with you. Think very large. And... You might even find them at an amusement park that caters to marine life.
All right. Is that a seal?
She's got it. She's got it.
Say it again.
Seal.
Seal?
Yeah.
Oh, I never met so many stupid people in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
You are on the right path, but I'll give you one more guess.
First three letters.
What do you think? One more guess. And then if you're wrong, we're going to go to Diane in Tennessee.
Okay. And the clues are?
Very large. They like the sun on the rocks, spend time in the oceans, but you might find them at a theme park.
I don't know.
Honking little bicycle horns.
Well,
I'm done.
No, sorry, that is wrong.
Oh,
that is
gosh.
Incorrect, Leva.
I'm sorry.
It's good. You took a shot at it. Yeah. I appreciate that. We're going to go real quick because we're going out to a break. But Diane in Tennessee, what do you think, Diane? What is it?
A walrus.
A walrus.
Mm. Yeah.
There's some things you're not meant to know.
Very close, but not the nail in the coffin. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, Christy Kolsky talks about how IBM is bringing tennis to life for fans through new AI-driven technologies.
AI is transforming many industries, and sports is no different. We've been partners with the USTA for more than 30 years, really helping them stay on the cutting edge of innovation for their digital platforms. And this year, we're really excited to bring the power of generative AI to help enhance the fan experience. Fans want more than just scores and stats. They're looking for deeper insights and content about their favorite players. They're looking for more personalization. We always have the top stars and celebrities of the sports. Every player at the U.S. Open has a home country, has a fan base, and they want deeper content and more content about their favorite players, too. We're introducing a solution called Match Reports, using AI to generate match summaries within minutes. This is quickly published through internal tools to USTA editors to review it, approve it, and then publish it out on the digital platforms.
For more information, go to IBM.com/sports.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
The promise of a wonderful future has been given to a kitten who suffered horrific burns after a man set him on fire. The kitten, Joffrey, was left fighting for his life after 21-year-old Eric Williams doused him in gasoline and set him on fire in July. Since that time, Joffrey has been receiving round-the-clock care from the Humane Society of Greater Greater Dayton. This week, the Animal Welfare Agency made a heartwarming announcement about the abused kitten, letting his fans know that Joffrey has been adopted. The agency said, less than a day after returning back to Dayton, a truly heartwarming moment happened when a registered veterinary technician, one of the first to treat Joffrey at the emergency facility he was taken to by police, visited to check on his progress. Moved by his resilience and eager to give him the love he deserved, she filled out an adoption application. She understands the challenges he faces ahead of him, but is determined to provide him with the ongoing care and affection he needs to thrive. That's right, Joffrey has found a new forever home. Adding, as Joffrey embarks on this new chapter of his life with his new family, we are filled with excitement for all the wonderful moments ahead. Thank you, Joffrey, for touching our hearts and showing us all the true meaning of bravery and love. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I put a spell on you because you're mine.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk to you. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to know what this animal is. You had some guesses. Lebo is very close. Very, very close. Take a shot. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. And let's see. They like to bask in the sun on the rocks. They spend time in the water. You might see them at a place like a marine theme park. Karen said earlier in the background, you might see them blowing on a horn.
Honking bicycle horns.
So, think, what would it be? 818-818-6401. And they are big. 818-818-6401. So, do you know who this creature is?
I think I know. Don't they? Can't they, like, steal people's surfboards from them and stuff?
Oh, I was talking about me.
Oh.
I don't even know. Lexi, you're a big horror fan, too. So, Lexi, what? What character am I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like...
Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead, that's it. It's Pumpkinhead.
Is that really what it is?
That's the name of the character.
I thought it was a cross between a strawberry and a pumpkin.
If you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio, I am a pumpkinhead.
That's what's wrong with his voice right now.
So
His voice, is that the only thing you noticed?
Well, people that aren't watching can't see, so all they hear is...
John has on a mask. There we are.
I know. Sydney at the network was like, are you stepping away from the mic?
Yeah.
No, I had a Halloween mask on, Sydney. Mm-hmm. So But
scary, spooky
pumpkin head. So what is the answer to that? We want to know, what creature is this?
Free prizes.
I will say, I'll give you a really, really large hint.
Call in.
The first word in the name of this creature is C.
Ooh, that's a whole word, not a letter, right, John?
Right.
Okay.
So what's the second word behind that creature? Out to Spokane, Washington, and Grant. Hey, Grant, how you doing? What creature is that?
That happens to be a sea lion. With a capital C.
The capital C.
I knew you would get it, Grant. I just knew it. I knew it. So, happy Halloween. What do you want to go with?
I want to go with that hip and joint plus. That's good stuff.
You got the Good Pets Foods. So we're going to send that out to you, compliments of Good Pets Foods. So that will be shipped out. Just make sure that Sydney has your address, and we will ship it to you. And it was a sea lion. So are you doing anything for Halloween, Grant?
I'm going to shut the shades and hope they come, and I'll try to scare them.
I used to do, like, we used to get a bunch of my friends, and we'd be in my front yard, and there'd be dead bodies all over my yard, and we had Michael Myers. I was Michael Myers. So we had all this and everything going on. We had a lot of good time. The kids loved it. But I've kind of, as I've gotten older, I've kind of tamed back. But it's weird. Like, one Halloween, I may get, like, five or six kids. Another Halloween, it's like two buses let out. So, you know, they all go to the rich area. That's what they do nowadays.
That's where they got the full-size candy bars.
I guess. Well, Grant, stay on the line. Talk to you, Sydney, and happy Halloween.
Good show. Thank you.
Thanks, Grant.
Thank you.
That's Grant out there in Spokane, Washington. This is Talkin' Pets, and we always want to talk with you. 818-818-6401 is our number. Don't forget, it is Halloween season, so be careful with your pets. Like KK said, Karen, put them in a separate room. You're better safer that way, because your doorbell is going to go crazy this time of the year. And if you don't have a doorbell, it's going to be a knock, 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 knock. And the dogs will be doing that. My cat with
your
the mask.
Your cat ran over.
My cat went crazy when I had the mask on. She didn't know what the heck I was.
Oh, you have a
she
protection
was freaking
cat.
Out. I do. She's a good girl. This is Talkin' Pets. You're
opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.